Welcome, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man. Look at you, dude.
Timmy Conway Jr., look at you, man.
All right, here we go. It's Thursday, and that means that everybody will, for the next hour, if you listen to this station at least, you'll be involved in a little thing we like to call, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
This is a tremendous game.
Brand new game.
Well, not exactly, but a classic that endures the test of time. We're almost at the one-decade mark of what the hell did Jesse Jackson say.
Wow.
Here's how it works, quite simply. Your MC, Master of Ceremonies, Tim Conway Jr., will play a clip of the Reverend Jesse Jackson. It is a real clip of Reverend Jackson. You simply tell us, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? You be the first to do so at 520-9710 or 888-520-9710 and win yourself a nice prize.
And you're going to win tonight if you get it correct, you identify correctly what Jesse Jackson is saying, you're going to get yourself a book called I Live for This. It's a book about baseball's last true believer, Tommy Lasorda. Look at that.
Ah.
All told by award-winning sports writer Bill Plaschke.
Oh, Bill Plaschke is a great writer.
Plaschke and Lasorda himself. There you go. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Sure, man.
You know, when Bob Barker, speaking of game show hosts.
Right. One of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, when he resigned or retired in, like, last year, June of last year.
Yeah, from The Price is Right.
They named Studio 33 after Bob Barker.
You know, actually, before, buddy, even before his retirement, they were calling it the Bob Barker Studio.
Do you think they'll name this studio after me because of the Jesse Jackson game?
Give me a little while to think about that. Okay, I've thought about it. No.
No. Hell, I don't know why I show up then.
You show
goddamn respect around.
You're appreciated,
thank
buddy.
You very much.
You're appreciated.
All right, these are the clips you're going to hear tonight on what the hell did Jesse Jackson say. Good luck, everybody.
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there were African Hispanics before there were African Americans of culture and law. At least both of us were speaking English, a family too. But we've been separated. The ball is in your hand. It does not make sense to have a half million at the building of parade. Back up. If as many people, back up. It's theater to the house. Back up. It needs advertising. Save the Chicago Daily Defender as, back up. They'll lend behind the red line on usurious conditions. Back up. Police brutality or the minister. Back up. Remember basketball league, 150 young men in the soil. They must have something. And where's Idaho and Utah? Back up. Louisiana, tending to his business. Is it your ethnic kin? Back up.
There you go.
I think, Tim.
Back up.
This is going to be one of the more difficult episodes.
I think you're right. All right,
well, what do we got here? Hold on.
I don't think this is live. Is it live? Maybe it is. There was a high-speed chase earlier on the 10 freeway. I don't think this is live. I think this happened earlier. And a lot of people got caught up in it.
Including our very own Gina Grad.
Yeah, you got caught up in that traffic on the 10 freeway
with
the high-speed chase. And were you near where they arrested the young man?
Not at that point. I was already pretty far, but the spotlight was coming right in my window. It's very intimidating, those ghetto birds.
Yeah. You should sue them for that. Sue the LAPD. How dare they disrupt your drive?
Yeah, they made you uncomfortable.
Yeah, back up, baby.
Back up.
You can get a settlement, maybe.
I'll look into that. Thank you.
All right, here we go. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
Wow.
Mm.
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
What? What the hell?
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
All right. Let's start with Greg in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
I just want to relieve these words of mine. There are two.
Sorry, man. I had a lot of hope for you out there in Long Beach.
It's not right.
You missed. Now you don't get that Tommy Lasorda book. All right, Kenny in Rancho Santa Margarita, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
I want to enlease to where I remind you of two.
Nah, no! It doesn't sound like you can read anyway, my brother. So we'll press on and give the book to someone else.
All right.
All right, here we go. Brian in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
God, give me an easy one, guys. Mm. I just want to relieve.
No, it's not. It's not relieve.
Nope.
That third word. I just want to. The fifth word is not relieve. All right.
That's right.
Here we go.
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
All right, Frank in West Covina, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
I just want to believe that there are two.
Nah,
sons. Shut
sorry,
up.
Sorry, man.
It's not right.
Michael in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
I just want to release.
No, it's not relieve, gang. And, I'm going to tell you a million times. Yeah. You keep guessing relieve. It ain't.
And if you continue to guess relieve, you're only preparing yourself for the speech.
Yeah. And please, don't make me do it.
I think it's been at least half a year since you've really earnestly given the speech.
Well, the audience has been pretty cool since I blasted away that one time. And it's not really with incorrect language. It's just with inappropriate language.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Tom in Santa Clarita. Tom, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
I just want to at least remind you there are two.
No, sorry, that's not it either.
But coming closer than, than anyone has before.
Alex in Santa Monica, you're up next.
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
I just want to please remind you,
too. No. Patrick in Playa del Rey, you're the last guy up here, man. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
All right. I just want at least two words to remind you that.
That's not it. All right, here's what it is, gang. I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
That's correct.
All right. I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
That is correct, Tim.
Thank you.
I just want to, in these few words, remind you there are two.
Tim, congratulations. You've just won I Live For This, the book about baseball's last true believer, Tommy Lasorda.
I already got one of those.
All told by award-winning sports writer Bill Plaschke and Lasorda himself. So congratulations. Well, maybe you'd like a pass for two to see Witless Protection in theater.
Saw it.
Well, here's the last option. Well, you've got one of those. You were in the World Poker Tour Celebrity.
I'm out.
All right.
I'm not going to call this station anymore.
No, you're going to get the book.
F.U. and F. Conway.
What is your Social Security number, please?
I'll give you Jerry's.
All right.
Five. Hey, dude, don't dump that.
Come on.
Give you a real Social Security. Is it really?
How'd you know it does start with that?
I know. I saw it sitting around later.
By the way, have you seen that commercial on television? And I guess the commercial is for a service that shields you from identity theft.
And the guy gives out his Social Security?
Yeah. Kind of wild.
Yeah. I think he's now about $7 billion in debt. Everyone's taking a credit card out on that dude's name.
I often wonder if there's any fallout from that spot.
I bet there is.
Yeah.
All right. Here is the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
There were African Hispanics before there were African Americans.
What?
There were African Hispanics before there were African Americans.
Oh, Bubba, that's too long.
Has he taken on a second language?
It's too long.
Of culture and law, at least both of us were speaking English.
Oh, that's a little better.
Of culture and law, at least both of us were speaking English.
Well, maybe one of you is.
Of culture and law, at least both of us were speaking English.
All right, Lisa in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, baby.
Of culture and law, at least both of us were speaking English.
Of course, and I'm completely retarded and I can't speak.
Wow.
It is absolutely retarded.
That is not it at all, darling. Jim on the 10 freeway, you're on 97.1.
Of culture and law, at least both of us were speaking English.
Because at least both of us are speaking English?
Well, yeah, you got a lot of it.
Yeah, but there's something in the beginning there, sir. That was kind of impressive, but there's words in the beginning that you seem to ignore.
Listen to it again, dude.
Of culture and law, at least both of us were speaking English.
Of course, both of us are...
Nah, that's not it. Michael and Laverne, you're on 97.1.
Of culture and law, at least both of us were speaking English.
Definitely Because at least both of
us. Daniel in Mission Viejo, you're on the air.
Of course, and Lord, at least both of us are speaking English.
I've called him. At least both of us are speaking English.
That's not it. I'm glad you guys aren't all in the Jesse Jackson sermon on Saturday. You'd be staring at each other. What the hell is that? What you say over there? Right. Got it? Got it. Anybody? You got it?
They'd be playing telephone.
All right, here we go. Where are we at? How about Anthony in Ventura? You're on 97.1.
Of course, and Lord, at least both of us are speaking English.
Of courts and lawyers, at least both of us are speaking English.
No, that's not it at all. Jerry in East L.A.
Of course, and Lord, at least both of us are speaking English.
Okay, of course, in law, all of us are speaking
English. No, that's not it. Roger in Torrance, you're on the air.
Of course, and Lord, at least both of us are speaking English.
Of course, in law, each of us is speaking English.
No.
You know what? You only missed one word, so we might give it to you here. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not law. I think it's loyal, but listen to it again.
Of course, and law, at least both of us were speaking English.
All right, you got 99% of it, dude. That's as good as we're going to get. That's a hard clip. It is of culture and loyal, at least both of us are speaking English.
Yeah, guy got lucky tonight. That guy got lucky.
Oh, man.
Of culture and law, at least both of us were speaking English.
Oh, man.
Back up.
All right, Here we go. Here's the next clip. Good luck, everybody. You want to play along with this one?
Sure.
No, you want to try to guess?
Sure.
Here we go.
A family too, but we've been separated.
It sounds like a family too, but we've been separated.
A family too, but we've been separated.
I think you got it, dude. Congratulations, Brian Whitman, man. Look at you, dude. Right. Yeah, you got it. You got yourself a Tommy Lasorda book.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do I have to come to the station to pick it up, or will you mail it to my home?
I think you have to come to the station to pick it up. You got to go down to the front desk.
I do.
They need your Social Security number, and they also need your home address and your phone number and everything.
At the front desk?
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Your very next clip.
The ball is in your hand. It does not make sense. The ball is in your hand. It does not make sense. The ball is in your hand. It does not make sense. The ball is in your hand. It does not make sense.
All right. Let's start with Kevin in Thousand Oaks. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
The ball is in your hand. It does not make sense.
Penis.
Right?
Belize.
Do you want to add to that?
What did you think it was?
Penis.
Listen again.
The ball is in your hand. It does not make sense.
Penis.
The ball is in your hand. It does not make sense.
You're closer than you probably think you are. You just need to add a few words.
Back up. The ball is in your hand. It does not make sense.
Moments in the hand of men are not penis.
Nah, sorry, dude. You got so close.
No, he was really... God, I was rooting for him.
I wonder if that guy was calling from a cave.
I was rooting for him.
You think? Like up in Chatsworth?
Penis.
You're sitting in a cave in the mountains up there?
I figure he just was getting
us... Stole a radio over the weekend? A
little transistor battery-operated radio.
Penis. All right, Michael in Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
The ball is in your hand. It does not make sense.
The ball is in your end. It does not make sense.
We'll accept that either and or hand. I think it might be hand, but we'll accept and. Congratulations,
excellent.
Dude.
All right. Amen.
All right. You get yourself a Tommy Lasorda book.
Right on.
And it's also written by Bill Plaatschke.
Yeah, any Dodger fan, any Lasorda fan, any sports fan really should have this book in his or her collection.
I live for this.
The ball is in your end. It does not make sense.
The ball is in your end or hand. It does not make sense.
Right.
All right, here we go. The next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
To have a $500,000 at the building parade.
Whoa.
Eat low.
Whoa.
To have a $500,000 at the building parade. To have a $500,000 at the building parade.
God almighty.
To have a $500,000 at the building parade.
Oh, God.
To have a $500,000 at the building parade.
Wow. The hell is that?
Wow.
Matt in Huntington Beach, you're up first on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
To have a half million at the building of parade.
To have a half million that's a bit above the berets?
No. I don't think that's
wow.
it, man.
No, man.
Dave in La Mirada, you're on 97.1.
To have a half million at the building of parade.
To have a half million and a... I have no idea. And above the parade?
No, wait a minute. That was close, dude.
You got to connect it.
Yeah.
To have a half million and go out and parade?
To have a half million at the building of parade.
No. Sorry, dude. No. You got very close. Parade is in there. Bob in Moore Park, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
To have a half million at the building of parade.
Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
Robert, you're on 97.1.
To have a half million at the building of parade.
Okay, and you guys know what this is, right?
Yes.
Close.
Okay, you have to know what it is before you give it to me.
Well, we have an idea.
Don't lecture us on the rules, sir.
Okay. To have a half million at the bowling blink parade.
At the what? You're not saying words.
Oh, did he say words?
Yeah. No, sorry, man. All right, Joaquin in Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
To have a half million at the building of parade.
I'm going to have to tap, guys.
All right, no shame.
No shame in tapping out.
Last guy, Patrick in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
To have a half million at the building of parade.
To have a half billion of your brothers in the parade.
No.
Son, shut up.
Not right.
All right, I think what it is, you have a shot? You going to take a shot here?
To have a half million at the Bud Building and parade.
Yeah, or building a parade, I think. It.
To have a half million at the building a parade.
The building a parade. Building a parade.
The building a parade.
To have a half million at the building a parade.
A building a parade.
A building a parade.
All right.
To have a half million at the building a parade.
And we continue here, gang. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying your next clip?
Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
Whoa.
Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
You know what? It's gettable.
I got it.
Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly. Back up.
All right.
Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly. Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
All right, Joe and Venturi, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
The young life from what Barack has done freely.
No, that's not it.
Incorrect.
Thanks for the energy. Jason in North Hollywood, you're on the air.
Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
To yawn what Barack has done recently.
No. Jimmy out in Tarzana, you're on 97.1.
Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
Jimmy. Pass. Mike in Baldwin Park, you're on the air.
Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
Penis.
That's not it.
I think there's a few additional words. You want to try to add a few words to that?
All right. Jared, and you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello?
To your knife, what Barack has done brilliant.
Neil and Corona, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
Beyond access and what Barack has done brilliantly.
Nope. Carlo in San Dimas, you're on the air.
Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
Beyond accident, what Barack has done.
I don't think that's it.
Son, shut up.
Not right.
All right, one more, then Whitman will take a shot at it. Peter in Fountain Valley, you're on 97.1.
Beyond our experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
I can't speak English, but what Barack has done brilliantly.
Nah, that's not it. All right, you want to take a shot at it here for another book? Your second Tommy Lasorda book?
No, I'll pass on the book. I'll give the book to someone else. I want someone else to get the prize. But I think I know what it is.
Okay.
And I think it's Beyond Our Experience, which is the rhythm there. Beyond Our Experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
That's it. Congratulations.
Beyond Our Experience and what Barack has done brilliantly.
Is that
back
it?
Back up.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and back up.
Congratulations. All right, we move on to the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We'll play this for you a couple of times. When we come back, we'll ask you what he's saying. If you get it right, you get yourself a prize. If you get it wrong, you press on with your evening and go home with that I blew it, depression.
But continue to listen to us all the way until 11 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
All we ask here at Conway and Whitman, we're here every night right after Tom Likas. All we ask is for 3 hours a night from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. And we are in the middle of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
All right. Here's the clip when you'll hear when we come back. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
If as many people, if as many people...
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
All right, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
What's he saying?
Yeah, by the way, if you can't get enough of it on Thursday night and you want to play at home, go to 971freefm.com or go to conwayandwhitman.com. You can play What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? The home game.
Yeah, check out the website, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
ConwayandWhitman.com or 971freefm.com. Both of them will take you there.
Yep.
It's probably easier to go to ConwayandWhitman.com, but what the hell? It's up to you.
Oh, hell ass.
All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
If as many people...
Mark in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
If as many people.
There you go. Congratulations, dude.
We got a winner.
Tommy Lasorda book going out to that young man.
If as many people.
That's
if
it.
As many people.
There you go. It's easy. It's easy as pie.
It's here to us.
I don't think I have it.
I don't.
It's here to us.
I don't get it. You?
No, Tim.
Well, we press on.
At a loss.
It needs advertising.
That I know.
I know. I got that one.
It needs advertising.
That one we got here.
It needs advertising.
In the dictionary, there's a D in that word. In Jesse's mind, it's replaced with a B as in boy.
Right.
It needs advertising.
All right, let's talk to Dave in La Mirada. Dave, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
It needs advertising.
There you go. Congratulations.
Put your hand together.
It's actually advertising, but it's advertising. Right. Advertising.
As it in, needs advertising.
All right, advertising. Ad.
You know, maybe that's actually she's onto something there. Like Abercrombie and Fitch, they do advertising.
Oh, so, right, okay. So if you advertise with Abercrombie, you're... advertising.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Possible, right?
Well, it's doubtful, but...
Save the Chicago Daily Defender as...
All right, here's another one. This is a good one.
Save the Chicago Daily Defender as... Save the Chicago Daily Defender as... Save the Chicago Daily Defender as...
All right, let's talk with Vince in Fontana. Vince, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Save the Chicago Daily Defender as...
You had to save that one for me.
Yeah.
What did I ever do to you?
This one is not Vince, buddy. It's not that difficult. Just listen to this clip.
All right, one more time.
Okay. Go.
Save the Chicago Daily Defender as.
Hey.
Maybe it is hard.
How's that guy go? Ivan in Costa Mesa, you're on the air.
Save the Chicago Daily Defender as.
Big studs. Here we go. I think it's big favors were called in from the ads.
Save the Chicago Daily Defender as...
No. Not even close.
No.
What station are you listening to, my brother?
We're at 97.1 FM, by the way.
Arthur in Rancho Cucamonga, you're on the air.
Save the Chicago Daily Defender as...
Arthur. Arthur.
We know you're there, Arthur.
Dinner time. Does that sound like Arthur's mom?
Arthur.
Dinner time. Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it was one of these. From the front steps.
Arthur!
All right, Tito, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Save the Chicago Daily Defender as...
I'm going to tap out, guys.
All right, there he goes.
I love you, Tito.
Lamont in Orange. You're on the air.
Saved us a call with Daily Defender as...
Saved us a call, better...
No. Adrian in Ontario, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Saved us a call with Daily Defender as...
Saved us a call, get them from the app.
Wow. Wow. Keith in Upland, good luck.
Saved us a call with Daily Defender as...
I just called because you probably shouldn't be telling people that you're calling Hair 01. Hair 01, that doesn't sound too good.
Oh, yeah, we should probably change that, huh? Good catch, dude. All right, let's talk to a Dave in La Mirada. You're on 97.1.
Hero. Saved us a call with Daily Defender as...
Hair 01, I'm
confused. They called the business from the past?
They what?
What?
I have no idea. Oh.
No, I do a show on the weekend with Dr. Saporin, and the phone number...
Oh!
...is...
Oh, yes.
877.
Right.
The number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Hair.
01.
01.
Right.
Heroin.
Yeah.
He thinks it sounds like heroin. It's probably a good thing to change it then, huh? Heroin.
Can you just give the numbers instead of saying...
Or maybe call 877 number 4 heroin for heroin.
How about this? I've solved your problem.
Or maybe the Saporin should start selling heroin.
Well, that's an option. Or hair 01.
Yeah. That's a good idea. All right. All right, let's talk to one more guest here, and then we'll press on.
See, I fixed another problem.
Thank you very much. Lori in Riverside, you're up last here, and then we'll move on. Good luck, baby.
Saved us a call with Daily Defender as...
Saved us a call, then defend their ass?
No. Not it, but nice try.
Yeah.
Save the Chicago Daily Defender as...
Right.
I guess there's a newspaper or a publication called the Chicago Daily Defender.
Which he's trying to save.
Save the Chicago Daily Defender as...
Mm-hmm. Hmm. All right. Or maybe ads.
Save the Chicago Daily Defender as...
Oh, yeah, it might be ads.
He's talking about advertising before that.
Yeah, it could be as an advertisement, right.
It needs advertising. Save the Chicago Daily Defender as...
Yeah.
Back up.
All right.
It needs advertising. Back up. It fears to the house.
How far do you want to go back?
Save the Chicago Daily Defender as...
That's, I think, what it is.
I think he wants you to back up.
Back up?
I think he
back
does.
Back up.
All right.
Back up.
Oh. All right, let's go here.
They'll lend behind the red line on usurious conditions.
Jesus Christ.
They'll lend behind the red line on usurious conditions.
I don't know what that is. I've never heard that term, usurious.
Oh, really?
Have you?
It's a form of a word.
Is it?
Yes.
A form of what word?
Usury.
They'll lend behind the red line on usurious conditions.
Usurious conditions. We'll give you those two words.
Right.
Usurious conditions. I got to suspect he knows what he's talking about. He's smarter than I am.
Yeah, smarter than both of us.
All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
They'll lend behind the red line on usurious conditions.
Brian and Bell, you're up first here on 97.1 Free FM.
They'll lend behind the red line on usurious conditions.
I got no clue, guys.
Okay. All right, there he goes. Another happy customer. Roger, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
They'll lend behind the red line on usurious conditions.
They'll lend behind the line on useless conditions.
No, it is not
usurious conditions. Right. You got the rest of it, though.
Yeah, but we gave him the word, and he still got it wrong.
Yeah, but it's usurious conditions. And listen to it again.
They'll lend behind the red line on usurious conditions.
They'll lend on behind the line on usurious conditions.
I guess that's it.
All right.
Yeah, congratulations. They'll lend behind the red line on usurious conditions.
They'll lend behind the red line on usurious conditions.
All right, Roger and Compton's getting
Let me hear you scream!
A Tommy Lasorda book.
Wow, a lot of music.
Yeah. All right, here's the very next clip. Good luck, everybody.
Police brutality or the minister.
Whoa.
Police brutality or the minister. Police brutality or the minister.
That last, there's five syllables there at the end
wow.
that are really jammed into about a second and a half.
Police brutality or the minister. Police brutality or the minister.
Can't get it.
Police brutality or the minister. Police brutality or the minister.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, I still can't get it.
It's tough.
Police brutality or the minister.
All right, we'll play it for you a couple of times, come back and ask you what the hell he's saying.
Now, the first two words you got.
I got, yeah. But I can't get that last word, the last two.
A series of words.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Police brutality or the minister. Police brutality or the minister. No!
Till.
You may not like what he says,
Tim Till.
But he'll say it anyway,
Tim Till.
He's the baddest cat around,
Tim Till.
He's got the sharpest tongue in town.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And we're in the middle of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And my partner's in the middle of a Philly sandwich, man. Wow. Come on over here. You gotta put your mic on.
Well, I know I have to put my mic on. Stop that.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
The sandwich just got here. It is so good that leaving it is almost like getting out of a warm bed at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's tough, isn't it?
It's a real hard thing to do.
Mm. Mm. Police brutality or the minister. Police brutality or the minister. Police brutality or the minister.
Jack in downtown, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, little buddy.
Police brutality or the minister.
Jackie.
Hey, what's up, stud?
Hey.
This guy cut out. He cut out on me, boys.
All right, here it is.
Police brutality or the minister.
I got the first part, but I'm going to take the honor and tap out, man.
All right, man. No shame in that.
No, it's actually, we respect it. I mean, you know, Tim and I were talking about it just during the break, how much we respect that.
Yeah, the honesty in that. Gina in West Covina.
It's gallant. The gallantry.
Yeah. Gina in West Covina, you're on the air.
Police brutality or the minister.
Police brutality on the innocent?
That's pretty good.
Pretty good, but wrong.
It's wrong?
Oh, no!
Police brutality or the minister.
I don't know what it is, then.
According to what I have in front of me, that is incorrect.
What do you have in front of you?
What?
Want me to give it up?
Yeah.
I have police brutality or the menacing.
I don't think that's it, though.
No, I think mine
well, no, wait, no, wait a minute. He could be referring to police brutality when actual acts of brutality are conducted by the police, or menacing when the police just menace someone. So in that context, listen to it again.
Police brutality or the menacing.
All the media says. All the media say.
Police brutality or the menacing.
Police brutality on the menacing?
Ooh, I don't know.
Police brutality or the menacing?
I don't know. Who FDF knows? You want a Tommy Lasorda book?
Yes.
You got it, baby.
You got one.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right. You got a husband or a boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Is he a big Dodger fan?
Yeah.
How long have you been dating?
A few years.
You love him?
Yes.
You want to marry him?
I don't know about that.
What is it about him that prevents you? Welcome to Loveline, you're 22. What is it about him that prevents you from saying you want to marry him?
It's not about him. I'm too young.
How old are you?
26.
Oh, you're fine. All right. Hold on one sec before we get cut off. Give that. She got a Tommy Lasorda book coming. Yeah, look at that.
I mean, she's very excited about it. I don't think 26 is too young. Do you think 26?
In L.A., it's a little young.
Yeah, maybe yeah. It is. Okay.
I mean, if she was in... You know.
Chagrin Falls?
Well, no, I think like Arkansas.
Oh, please. She'd be on a third.
She'd be a grandmother. I wonder if they have like a 26-year-old grandmother there.
Well, be interesting to find.
You could easily have a 26-year-old grandmother in Arkansas or some part of the South. You could have it out here, too. But I'm just saying, I've been to that area, and they're prone to starting a little early.
By the way,
You could be 13 and have a kid, right? 13-year-olds are having kids.
Yeah, of course.
And your 13-year-old has a kid. Right. You could be a grandmother at 26.
We have a stack, literally a stack of topics that we could get to after 9 o'clock and the news with Robin. If you want, we could try to find the youngest grandmother in the audience.
In the world.
Well, we have a limited... reach here. I don't think that we're heard globally, but
I think it's actually that new chick in sales. Isn't she a grandma? She's awfully young. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We move on to the next clip, everybody.
In the soil, they must have something. In the soil, they must have something. In the soil, they must have something.
San Dimas?
No.
In the soil, Demas, there's something...
By the way, on the sheet here, it's wrong.
In the soil, Demas, there's something... In the soil, Demas, there's something...
All right. John in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
In the soil, Demas, there's something...
In the soul of her name?
No. No way.
No, dude.
Mike in Pasadena, you're on the air.
In the soil, Demas, there's something...
I have no idea. Is this store we must be accepting?
No. You're right. You have no idea. Tracy in Chatsworth, you're on the air.
In the soil, Demas, there's something...
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm going to have to tap out.
All right, there you go, baby. Chris in Newport Beach, you're on the air.
In the soil, Demas, there's something...
In the penis, there is something...
Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu.
Oh, Ba. Boo.
That is not it, young man. And you know it. You're out there driving around knowing it's wrong.
You know it. We know it. American people know it.
Our Father who art in heaven.
Are you praying for him now?
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Hallowed be thy name.
Don't get so religious, Tim.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
You're lighting a candle? What are you, a nut?
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from those evil callers.
Hey.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
In the soil, Demas, there's something.
Anthony in San Ysidro. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
In the soil, Demas, there's something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in the soil. They must have something.
Boom. Done. Got it. Nailed it.
Boom, bada bam, bada bam.
There you go. San Ysidro. Where's up there? Santa Barbara,
it's
right?
It's San Jacinto. It's just outside of, like, Riverside.
You getting chicks out there, or is there a lot to choose from, or?
Oh, well, you got the ocean, you got the desert, you got everywhere around here. There's all kinds of girls.
Wait, whoa, sweetheart. You live in Riverside?
Well, just outside of Riverside.
You don't have the ocean.
What ocean?
Well, there's Oceanside. It's like 20 minutes away.
Oh, Oceanside.
Okay.
All right. Hold on.
All right. Bubble.
Yeah. You got Oceanside.
Yeah. You don't have ocean in Riverside. You're a river.
I guess Riverside technically is probably about, what, 15-minute drive from the ocean, but still. There's no oceanfront property in Riverside. Not at all.
15-minute drive without any hang-ups.
Or maybe is Oceanside in Riverside County? Does Riverside County touch the coast that I'm unaware of?
No.
Is that possible? I bet it is.
No, I believe it's inland.
I don't know. We'll look it up. Can you look it up, Jerry, instead of just looking at me with your bug out?
Oceanside is by San Diego.
Now, what about...
No. Riverside is Oceanside in Riverside.
Oceanside in San Diego certainly is on the water, but...
I know San Diego's on the water. I know Orange County and L.A. County. I was unaware the Riverside was on the water.
Before you get into that, quickly, Jerry, on finances, Orange County, they had declared bankruptcy. This happened, I think, in the year 2000 or before that, right?
Right.
Yeah, Orange County had a problem with finances.
I think so. When was it, Jerry?
It was December 6th, 1994. Orange County became the largest municipality in U.S. history to declare bankruptcy.
Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you, Jerry?
It's out of air. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip.
And when's either when Utah... Back up. And when's either when Utah... And when's either when Utah...
Oh, wow.
And when's either when Utah...
All right, I'll give you a hint. It's about the election.
And when's either when Utah...
David in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And when's either when Utah?
Man, just to let you guys know, I have a cousin in Wisconsin. She's 32 years old, and she's a grandmother.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah, we might have to get into that a little bit later.
Yeah, How old's her kid?
Her kid, they were both 15 when they had their kids.
All right.
Yeah. So
30, she was a grandmother at 30.
She was a grandmother at actually 29, but it carries over, yeah.
29. Right.
So she had a daughter or a son?
She had a daughter.
Okay.
You might be the winner,
the daughter spit one out.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. You know what he's saying here?
Do I get a Tommy Lasorda book for that?
Yes, you do. Hold on one sec. Can I give that guy a Tommy Lasorda book? All right, real quickly, Frank, you're on 97.1.
And when's either when Utah?
Hello?
Come on, Ben and Downey, you're on the air.
And when's either when Utah?
You don't let me do my bits anymore?
No, because we're running out of time. You don't hear the music?
We do this every goddamn week. We have plenty of time. We do it every week.
Ben and Downey, you're on 97.1.
And when's either when Utah?
It wins Idaho or Utah.
There you go.
There we go.
Well, yeah. All right.
Close enough.
It wins Idaho or Utah. Good. Okay. Congratulations.
It wins Idaho and Utah.
Yeah, big winners.
Back up.
All right. You can do that, Tommy the Sword bit. We got 30 seconds.
No, I'm not going to. It's not Tommy the Sword.
Hello, Tom.
No, it's fine, Tim. The train has left the station.
All right. David Letterman's top 10 list, followed by the news with Robin, and then hot topics after that. Hotter than hell.
Real hot.
Oh, yeah, man. Including, there's an interesting question about Michael Jackson going around.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, I think people would like to know the answer to it.
I think we'll get to it.
It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Pay off your teases, Rick.
Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Don't trip out. 520-971.